Hello everyone, welcome to this year in Maseches Megillah on Pesach and Tishah to finish by Purim. We're holding the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, very last line. It says, Sha'alu Talmidav Es Rabbi Preda. We're in the list of different Tanayim were asked by their Talmidim how they were zocha to long life. So the Talmidim asked Rabbi Preda, the Me'arach Diyamim, how did you have long life? What's Chus? Amar Lehem, Miyomai Lo Kitmani Adon Beis HaMedrash. Said, I never was preceded by anyone to the Beis HaMedrash. I was always the first one learning. I never made the bracha, Rashi learns of Birkas HaMazon, in a suda at the end before a coin. The minag was, this might refer to Zimin, or most likely, I mean, they didn't say Zimin, it says bracha. The minag used to be that one person would make Birkas HaMazon for everybody. So seemingly that's not something that Dafka goes to a coin. Or it could go to a gadol, but Dafke Repeta said, I always gave the schus of that to a coin. And I didn't eat from the behema, whose gifts that go to a coin had not been taken out of it. The zeroa, lechayim, the keva, three parts of an animal are given to a coin, and he wouldn't eat from an animal until those parts had been taken away. We're going to elaborate more on this gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Aser le'achol li'behema sholhormer matanaseha, it's aser to eat from an animal without those gifts having been taken. From a Yitzchak said, also, kol ochol li'behema sholhormer matanaseha, kilo ochol tavalim. Anyone who eats from an animal that hasn't had those gifts taken is as if he's eating tavel. Tavel is produce that hasn't had trumas and meisers taken. Now, I don't know if he's saying, is that exactly the same thing? I need to say the same way it's usher mamish to eat produce that hasn't had trumas and meisers taken. So to this over here, if it would be, you have to understand what the chiddush would be that Rabbi Preda did this. If it's just the din, but perhaps that's answered up by the next part of the gemara. It says v'leisil chasigavase. I need to say aloch is not like this din of Rabbi Yitzchak. And even so, Rabbi Preda was makpid on that side, then it might be like tevel. That could be what's going on over here. There is an interesting tosis here at the bottom of the previous amud. That questions Rabbi Preda, we know from a different Gemara, in Erevin, that he had the patience to chazer for a Talmud to teach him 400 times a certain part of Torah that Talmud was understanding. And at that point, a baskel came out and said to him, "For as a reward for that, is it better for you that you should be mezakeh yourself and your whole door to Olam Haba, or would you rather to have a long life?" And he responded, I'm not makra my long life. I'd rather my whole door be zochalam haba. And Hashem responded, therefore you get both. So Tosas asks, that's how he got long life. What does he mean over here that he got long life for these particular things he was makra about, these particular mitzvahs that he did? Tosas understands that he actually must have not known that the baskol, or the baskol doesn't say this, but he must have not known that it was Hashem's decision to actually give him the long life. He didn't ask for the long life. He elected to get Olam Haba for him and his whole generation. So it must be Hashem's decision to also give him long life, not something that he knew. And only when he saw that he had lived very, very long, then he looked back and saw it was also that. But at this point in our Gemara, seemingly he's attributing it to these chusim that were also part of the equation. Yeah? Fine. So it says, finish the Gemara here. He says, I never made a bracha or birkas hamazon before kohen. That's how Rashi learns over here. Tosis has a havamina to understand that it means taking the first aliyah kriyas Torah, but he pushes off that havamina for several reasons. Yeah, the Gemara says, lamemer demal yusahi. Is that to say it's a mila that a talmud chacham shouldn't take the kavod over a kohen? V'ha amir Rabbi Yochanan, kol talmud chacham shemavarech lefano v'filu kohen gadol am ha'aretz. If you're a person in Talmud Chacham and he allows a coin, even a coin gadol, but that coin gadol is an Amma Aretz, he allows that Amma Aretz to bless before him, also Talmud Chacham is Chayav Misa. The Talmud Chacham is Chayav Misa for doing that. Shenemar kol misanai avu mavis. The Torah is speaking in this passage. It says, all those who hate me love death. And the person is showing not his own hatred, but as the Gemara says, al tikri misanai elamas niyai. You cause others to hate me. Many people see that Amma Aretz is in a higher position, and Talmud Chacham is shuffle, is in a lowly position, so they see there's no nachas, the Lashon of Rashi, there's no nachas in Torah, and they hate the Torah because of that. So it wouldn't be right for a Preda to have given the right to make the bracha to a Kohen, considering that Kohen was an Amma Aretz. The Gemara says, Ki Kamar Iyu B'Shamen. Must be talking about someone who was in equal footing with him, with Rabbi Preda. And Rabbi Preda really could have taken it himself, but because it was a Kohen, he gave it to this person. Now, Tosafot points it over here. It can't be mamish b'shavin. if they're both at a Tana level of Talmud Chacham, because then what's a Chiddush? There's no reason Rabbi prayed the doctor should have had it, that it would be a schus that he gave it up. So it must mean that time I'm arts. Anyway, I'm someone who learns, and Rabbi prayed it was at a higher level, Rabbi prayed it could have taken the covet, and he gave it to this Kohen. And it was not a problem to give it to the Kohen because he wasn't an Amma arts. Says the Gemara, Shalot Talmidah was Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana. Tamino asked Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana, another Tana. They asked him, B'meharach teyomim, Amar lehem, yom aylo niskabadati b'kolon chaveira. I never took honor out of the downfall, the embarrassment of my friend. Right, we'll see what the situation is that coming up in the Gemara. V'lo osal mitasi kilolas chaveira. I never brought up onto my bed the curse of my friend, meaning to say, we'll see, he forgave people before he went to sleep, is what it would be. Well, vachin b'moni ha'isi, and I was not makbid, I was a vachin, I gave up, I forewent for my money. Yeah. Belonis kavati b'klon chaver, the Gemara elaborates, what does it mean, I didn't gain covet from the downfall of my friend? Ki hadar av huna. It was like a story of huna, dari mara akasve. He was carrying a spade, or a large shovel, on his shoulders. Asa rav chana bar chanilai, different Talmud Chacham, Bar Chana Bar Chanilai, different Amora came, because Dari Mine, and he took it from him to carry it. Amarle, he said to him, E Regila Sidari Sumaseich, if you would be normal to carry such a thing in your area, in the street, in the public, you wouldn't mind doing that, Dari, then go ahead and carry it. Below, if not, Isiakuri Anna Bazilus Bidach Lonicham. If not, though, I don't want to be gaining honor out of your disgrace. It wouldn't be good for me. Meaning, that's elaborating this thing. That would be called getting honor out of disgrace of another person. He didn't want that. Yeah, I mean, that's even the person choosing to do it. We're not talking about putting someone down in a situation that it wasn't there. You're talking about that someone elected that he wouldn't want to gain from such a situation. Right? The second thing that he said was, I did not bring up into my bed, didn't kabam into my bed, the curse of my friend. He had the Marzucha, this is like a story of Marzucha, Kava Solik Lepuria, when he would go up to his bed and go to sleep, Amir Shari Lay, the Kol Ma the Zaron, said, I forgive everyone who caused me pain. That's probably the basis, or at least one of the basis of what we do in Kriya Shema Shema Lamita, we forgive everyone before I go to sleep. But Vachin Mimoni Hoyisi says he was a Vachin, he was foregoing with his money. The Amir Mar, Iov Vachin Mimoni Havo, Shayamaniach Pruto Lechenvani Mimoni. It says about Eov that he was a vachin of his money. It gives an example. What does that mean? That he would give an extra pruta to a chenvani from his own money. Certainly he would overpay very slightly, not a large amount, but that to show that he wasn't makvan in every penny that he had. He's saying, keep the change type of thing. I don't know why Radafi would bring out that Eov to specifically do with Reb Nechoni over here. Just Eov happened to have also done this midah. So we're saying that was also something that Reb Nechoni also must have excelled in. Mar says, Shal Reb Akiva Reb Nechoni a gadol. Reb Akiva asked the great Reb Nechoni, this is some of the same person. And he asked him, Ma'arach Deyamim, how did you have long life? Also, Gavaze, his servants came the Kamachule, and they attempted to strike Reb Akiva. And they understood this question as an insulting thing. He's sort of saying, how could it be that you live so long? That's what the servants had understood, so they chased him away. Solik Yosef Aresha the declarer came and went outside and sat on the top of a palm tree. And from there, the servants couldn't get to him. He said, Amrle Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, I have a question. Imnamar kevis, lamanamar echad. The Karma told me, is kevis echad tasev boker. If you say kevis, which is singular, so it means one lamb. So I have to say the word one, echad. Amrlehu, so at that, Nechoni understood, and he said to his servant Rebbananu, this Rebbe Kiva over here must be a Talmud Chacham. Shavku, leave him alone. Amalei, and he answered this question. He said, Echad means meyuchad shebe'edr. It doesn't mean just one lamb. It means the type of lamb that is special, that is the choicest of its flock. And then he answered the other question about long life. He said, Amalei, miyom ayloni kibalti matanos. I never accepted gifts. Blomadti al midosai. I never stood on my midos, meaning to say I was never exacting in my ability to take retribution from the people that had harmed me. I didn't do that. And again, I was foregoing with my money. This is about Reb Nechoni also, as we said before. So he's consistent over here. It's kind of interesting that if this is the same person, this Reb Nechoni and the other one, so he's saying a bit of a different list over here. All these things he did, interesting. Now the Gemara elaborates on what all these things mean. Loki bati matanos, I never accepted gifts. Ki hadir abalazir, it's like a story of abalazir. Ki hadir mashadri le matanos v'beinis. When gifts would be sent to him from the house of the Nasi of Sanhedrin, we'll have a shakal. He wouldn't take such gifts. Ki hadir mazani le, when they invite him to come to some sort of function, we'll have a azal. He wouldn't go. Amaluhu, he would say to them, Lo nicholuhu da'achir, you don't enjoy the fact, you don't get benefit of the fact that I live. Because it says, Sonam atanasecha, one who hates gifts will live. So I don't want to accept your gifts, but I want to live. And Bezerah, Kiyavu Mashadri, the Bezerah, however, I'm going to say is a bit different. Bezerah, when they would send him the gifts, Mibaynasiyah, Lo havashati, he also would not take the gifts. Kiyavu Mazami, when they would invite him, though, also, he would go. Amar, he said, Isikuri de Misyakri bi. Yeah, he said, it's an honor to them for me to come. I'm causing them honor. I'm giving them a benefit because I am seen as a great person. And for them, it's an honor if I should come. Gemara continues, Velo madti al midos. I didn't stand on my midos. What does that mean? Amar Rava, kol hamavir al midos. Anyone who passes over his midos, meaning he does not exact out of people what he could. Yeah, let's things go. Mavir al midos kol b'shav. Then they pass over from him all his avayers. It's a worthwhile reward. So apparently Gemara's understanding that is how you have a long life, because the avayers would take away one's ability to live. So if you're mavar midosov, so you take away those, the avayers, you have no problem. Shnemar, there's no se oven v'ovar al pasha. It says really about Hashem, is the pasha pshat, that Hashem is no se oven, carries, passes over sins, v'ovar al pasha. But the drasha is, l'mi no se oven, to whom does Hashem carry their sins? The misha over al pasha, to someone who passes over neglectful or belligerent things done to him. That's a drashan. Shal Rebbe as Rebbe Yeshua ben Karcha. Rebbe asked Rebbe Yeshua ben Karcha, was an earlier Tana. Rebbe Yeshua ben Karcha, we spoke about at the beginning of the Sechto, is said by many Rishonim to be the son of Rebbe Kiva. Yeah, so he asked him, but meh harachti yomim, how did you have long life? Amalei, katzi b'chayai. Are you disdainful of my life? You don't want me to live? They asked me such a question. Amalo Rebbe, Torahi, Lumani Tzarech. This is Torah, and I need to learn it. Rashi understands that he wants to know if he'll be able to do any of these things. He himself should be zochen long life. Amalei, Miyomai, Lunistakalti, Bidimus Adam Rasha. In my life, I never looked at the form of an evil person. Dam Rebbe Yochanan, Osher La Adam Listaka, Bidzan, Bidimus Adam Rasha. Rebbe Yochanan said, now clearly, obviously, Rabbi Shimon Karcha is not quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan in Amara, but this same idea was expressed, that he says, usher for a person to look at the form of an evil person. Shinamar lulei pnei Yoshafat melech Yehuda, and you know, say, imabit elecha v'imareka. Yeah, this is said by Elisha Navi, was speaking to Yehoram. Yehoram was the son of Achav, and himself was an Oved Avodah Zarah. Yoshafat, the king, was with him. They came to speak to him, and so Elisha said, if it wouldn't be that Yoshafa was here, I wouldn't be looking at you, Yehoram. I would never look at such a evil person. Yeah, so that's proving this idea from this pasuk. That's what he said. Relaza Amar, Ein of Keos. Relaza says further, a person's eyes would become dim, a person goes blind from looking at a Rasha. Shnemar, Vahiki Zaken, Yitzchak Vatichana, Ein of Meiros. It says when Yitzchak got old, and his eyes were dim from being able to see. Yeah, so he understands, Mishum Distakol, the Esav Rasha, because he looked at Esav. Amazing thing. He looked at his own son, but because he looked at him, it caused blindness. Gemara says, V'ha'gamerle, is that what caused the blindness? V'ha'amer Reb Yitzchak, la'olam ati kilas hedjik kalavei necho. Reb Yitzchak said that the curse of a standard person, a regular person, should not be light in your eyes. Shaharei Avimelech kol asara. Avimelech expressed a curse to Sari Menu, v'nizkayim bizara, and that curse was fulfilled in her children. Shnemar hinei ulach kasu seinayim. Says when Avimelech had taken to Sarah, and then Sarah was given back to Avram. So Avimelech gave many things as gifts. And one thing he gave was some sort of chash of a beggar for her eyes. That's a literal pashit. That's a little pshat, I should say. Yeah. He understands that it wasn't something that to cover her eyes. It was something to cover over her eyes. Something that would not allow her to see. It was actually giving her a kala. And now that didn't have a kiyum with her. Did have a kiyum later on with Yitzchak. Gemara says, the answer is, both things must have been a cause. Both Avimelech's curse, and both that fact that Yitzchak Avinu looked at Esau. Yeah, so it still proves our point that looking at an Adam Rasha would cause blindness. Rava Amar Reach, Rava says from here, to Ace Pnei Yerasha Lo Tov. And this is really kind of half a quote of a pasuk, but this part of the pasuk would mean that to lift up the face of a Rasha, which can be an expression of looking at it, is not good. It doesn't prove to you that it would cause blindness from over here. It just proves that it's an Indian to not look at a Russian's face. Mora says, B'shas B'tiro, so at the time that Rebbe Shimon Karcha was dying, Amalei, Rebbe said to him, Rebbe, Barcheni, give me a bracha. Amalei, Yirotzon Shetagia L'chatzi Yomai. I give you Yirotzon Hashem, it should be Hashem's will, that you should get to half my lifespan. Mora says, L'kuhu L'omar Lom. Yeah, Shukuhulo, sorry, Shukuhulo, he said back to him, I can't live as long as you did entirely. Should the ones that come after you be shepherds of animals? Meaning to say, Rebbe has already understood what's going to be destined for greatness. And he would have a long line of generations of people that would be the leaders of Kali Yisrael. And if Rebbe, as it were, would be living such a long life, so it would be impossible for his children and the next generation, etc., to ever fill his role of being the leaders. It's an interesting thing. It wouldn't have been a bracha, this Gemara is understood, for him a long life. They would be commoners. As children, they had to have room for them to also be in a leadership position. Or it says, Avua bar ihi, umin yamin bar ihi, chad omar tesi li, once said, I'm going to get a dafka, a special reward, delo istakli the kusi. I never looked at a kusi. Now, a kusi, it's my focus, I had to understand kusim, but apparently, from there, it's understood he would do a lot of zara. Now, there's an issue. We'll know from a different Gemara to make a business partnership with a Kusi or any Oved Avodah Zarah that he might cause about in the partnership. There might be a situation where he has to swear to his God. But over here, it could be a special benefit that he said, I didn't look at such a person that I don't look at an Oved Avodah Zarah. The Chad Omer once said, Tesi li delo avdi shutvus badikus. This is the part I was referring to. Ron said, I never made a shutvus with such a person. Now, if it would just be one of us, or again, it wouldn't be a schus, but probably means that even if the agreement was no oaths would ever come about, and the partnership never made a partnership, nevertheless. Shal Tamidav es Rebbe Zeira b'me'arachti yamin. Tamidav asked Rebbe Zeira, how did you have a long life? Amar lehem. He said a number of things. The longest list over here. He said, Me'omai lo hikpadidi b'soch b'isi. I never was angry or makpid in my house. Lo tza'adti b'fnei mi shagalim yameni. I never stepped in front of a person who was greater than I was. I never thought divrei Torah in dirty alleyways. I never went for Amos without Torah and out tefillin. Rashi learns he was constantly saying words of Torah. Now, to fit in with the previous thing you said of not walking in dirty alleyways thinking of Torah, that means that kind of showing off his greatness. Despite the fact he was always learning, he knew when to stop if he was in a place where it'd be officer. It didn't take away from following the halacha very scrupulously. I never slept in a base medish, not a kevin, not a set type of sleep that one sleeps at night, nor a nap. Below Sosti, I was never happy at the downfall, the stumbling of my friend. The Gersa should read. I never called to my friend a nickname that he wouldn't like. Some say what he didn't do was he wouldn't call his friend, which means a family name, if the family name also could have been used as some sort of a genai. And be careful about either of these things, or perhaps both of these things. Yeah. Go on to the next mission. Mission says, Odom Rabbi Yehuda, basic Knesset, Shecharav, Enimah, Speed, and the Socho. Basic Knesset, even though it's been destroyed, it still retains Kedusha, and from one cannot give a eulogy within it, Bein Machshilin, Besocho, Chavalim, one cannot spin ropes in it. Really, any types of tashmish of chol or like doing a work-related activity that's not related to something in Kodesh is not okay, but the idea of bringing the example of ropes is you need a large area, large cleared-away area to be able to do it, and the base medrash, the base kinesis would be fit for that. Main person with socho mitzudos, you can't spread traps in it, animals would come in, but even so, you can't make it a place where animals are trapped. Main shotchin agago peros, can't spread out on the roof fruits to dry. And it can't make it into a shortcut, even though it's not being used by anyone, or it still retains the Kedusha, they can't make a shortcut out of it, the same way the halacha is by a working and active base manager, base kinesis. Shinemar says, Shem says, the call that I will make desolate your holy places. Kedusha son, now it could be the Pashav Shah, that plus means the Bate Mikdash, but also the fact that it's plural, referring to any holy place. They have Kedusha even when they are desolate. And yeah, that's what it means. I want to make desolate your holy place. It doesn't say I want to make them unholy, just that they become desolate. Yeah. Olubo asavim, if grasses have grown there, lo yitzosh, the person should not detach them, mine agmas nefesh, because of grief. They say people, Rashi understands, people should see the grass there and remember to daven for the rebuilding of the place and to treat it with proper respect. If you're listening, Rav Hashem, we'll continue next.